As inspired by God the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Thank God for the truth of that scripture. As someone has paraphrased it, he knows our weight load limit. Just as a truck or a railroad car or a bridge has a load limit, our God knows our load limit, and he will not overtax us. He will not break us down. If you're one of those that's discouraged today about the way that other people have been letting you down, or perhaps even blaming God, rest assured, Satan will play the part of a great sympathizer. You sure have had it tough. He'll plant that thought in your mind. There are limits to endurance. You always have a nervous temperament anyway. You can take only so much and no more. Those are some of the things that he will leave with you. And by the time he's finished with you, you are not only discouraged, you're wallowing in misery and enjoying every bit of it. He doesn't mind if you look at circumstances, or even if you look at other people and note their faults, or even if you look inward at yourself. But the thing he does not want you to do is to look at the Lord Jesus. He doesn't want you to remember that Christ loves you. Knowing just what you are, he loves you anyway. And for those of you listening today who have Christ, those who have been born again, and know the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, he sees you in Christ. He sees you in the person of the Lord Jesus. Friend, Satan doesn't like that. But that's the way God sees you. And that's the way God wants you to see yourself. In Christ, accepted in the Beloved, blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. You know, it said the perfect friend is one who knows the worst about you and loves you just the same. There's only one who loves like that. And bless God, Jesus is his name. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you because he wants you for his own. In spite of your sin, he died on the cross to redeem you and to ransom you and to cleanse you by his own blood. He wants to call you into fellowship with himself. He wants to enjoy your presence for all eternity. And in order to do that, he saves you by his precious blood when you come with all your guilt and need and throw yourself at the foot of the cross and say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I'll trust you. Yes, Lord Jesus, I'll be your child. Yes, Lord Jesus, I want to be forgiven of all my sins." And then by God the Holy Spirit, he comes to live within your body. And not only that, he gives us a book full of promises. One of them that we just read from 1 Corinthians 10. "There hath no trial, no temptation, no burden, no problem taken you, but such as other men have also experienced. And God's not going to lay more on you than you're able to bear. But he will provide a way of escape, that you may find that way of escape, and thus escape the pressures, the trials, the temptations that are laid upon you." Friend of mine, do you know the Lord Jesus? If so, today, trust him. He'll meet every need that you have. He'll sustain you in this ungodly world, and eventually, in his own time, take you to forever be with himself. If you don't know him, trust him. If you do know him, tell him today you love him. Amen.